I want to welcome everyone to the keys to the convention, of course. It's me and my co-chair Pam Metz is here.
Yeah, I want to welcome everybody. Looks like
Go
it's
ahead.
going to be a good crowd. Go ahead, Joe.
Okay, well, fine. And to kick us off, we want to introduce you to Alice Turner and Andrea de Klotz.
Okay. Well, this is really fabulous that everyone has joined. I think we're all going to learn something. It was requested very specifically, and the team of Joe and Pam and others worked to pull this agenda together. So you'll be hearing from several people. But first, we're very excited to be finally kicking off our convention. So I'm going to turn it over to Andrea to give a few brief highlights about pre-convention, and then I'll cover a few pieces of information about the main event. So over to you, Andrea.
Thank you, Alice. Good evening, everybody, and welcome. We're so excited that you're here. This is going to be really great, and I know there's going to be a lot of really good information provided. I think what we're going to do, I want to clarify this with my committee, but I assume that they're going to present, and then people will raise hands and ask questions if they have questions. Tomorrow night, we have games galore. If you want to come and join us and play some games, I don't know what we're playing. In case anybody asks, I do not know. But we will start at 7 o'clock and same link. Saturday, we have the diabetics. We'll have a fine program planned for you. And on Sunday, we're going to have a housing committee presentation. So there's a lot of really cool stuff coming up. Next Thursday night, we will have Peter from Spectrum. To speak to us about some of the great accessibility work that Spectrum is carrying on. And if you look at your program, we have a lot of other wonderful programming, including the IDC CLUA joint program, which everybody's looking forward to. So I'm going to hand it back to Alice to discuss some main event notes for you. Thank you.
All right, Andrea. So first of all, just a couple of things. The program is hopefully packed with a lot of helpful information. It's available on the website, and the piece of communication or the aspect of communication that I believe will be helpful for everyone is the emails that you've been receiving from the communications team, titled Convention Connection. And every day, going forward now, there will be an email that will tell you what's coming up for that day. It goes out in the morning at 6 a.m. and you'll see the information and also remind you if there's a link that comes associated with the pre-convention. So program is really important for you to take a look at because there's also information that you're going to hear about from speakers tonight that's included in there. So the board meeting is going to occur on Wednesday, and that information, there's one piece of clarification. The board meeting will be on the usual board webinar as opposed to this link, and that will come out as a reminder for the through the convention connection. That's Wednesday. Thursday, opening session, and we'll have a welcome from Guillermo. And one of the things that's going to be a little unique about this Thursday is that we wanted to break up some of the usual business components. Sunday always kind of feels as if there's so much in there, especially with resolutions and bylaw votings. So when you look at the program, you'll see that some of the business that we sometimes usually cover on Sunday has now been moved to Thursday to even things out. So Thursday evening, then we begin a nice, reasonable time on Friday. And that's actually the that begins on 1 p.m. our Friday session. So one of the first sessions that you're going to hear is from Colby Garrison. And some of you, I think, even may have had her join your chapter meetings. She's doing great work at ACB, and she is going to tell us what she's doing and how she's working with entities about accessibility. And here's your opportunity to ask questions. And guess what? In order to ask a question, you need to register. So, for folks that want to be fully engaged, there's so many opportunities to ask questions of the different panelists, and you still have one more day to do it. So, tell your friends, or if you're on this call and you haven't done it, please do register. It will be a much more meaningful experience for you. So, after we hear from Colby, and it's a very exciting one, which is one that has again been requested, is an emphasis on employment. So we're going to have a session that's beyond barriers, a real journeys for blind and low vision people. Trisha, what, let's see. I don't have Trisha's last name, but you'll all know her by the Blind Girl Designs. She's going to be,
Trisha Wechter.
oh, Wechter, thank you. She is going to be on the panel, and then we're going to have two CCB members that will be on that panel. Mark, who is from Southern California, and John Gassman from Southern California. They both have really interesting employment journeys to share, the good, the bad, the not so good. And again, for any folks, especially our Gen X, I was going to say Gen X, but next gen, anyone that's seeking employment, it will be a great opportunity to learn from these folks what to do and how it is that they worked through their own journeys. And then Friday evening. So Friday evening comes upon us. We'll hear from our president for his report to the membership. And then the all-important elections occur on Friday. You're going to hear from this committee a lot of good information about elections, how they're going to be, and it will be a great time for you to be able to get your questions answered during your time together tonight. Then we have kind of what I call the ACB CCB. First, we're going to hear from Scott Thornhill, who is the executive director of ACB. Jeff will attest to the fact that there's a lot of new initiatives that are going on with ACB that we, as a significant chapter or affiliate within ACB, we need to know what's going on. So Scott will share with that with us, and your turn to ask questions as well. And then our own wonderful government affairs will give us a full report. And then another exciting panel is going to occur, Beyond Barriers, Creativity. And so there will be three artists. One is a filmmaker who is going to also be presenting in pre-convention. We have a photographer, and we also have a painter, an artist. And they're going to talk about what they have to go through and how it is that they advocate for accessible art. So let's see, is there anything else? Oh, okay. Then, so then we're going to be moving into the afternoon. History Lady comes back, which is fantastic. Peggy will be giving us a wonderful presentation. And we also have a segment on fall prevention, and we encourage everyone to join this one. It's so critical, and the information that is going to be shared will be helpful to us now and much later as well. And then I think the other key highlight is on Saturday evening is our banquet. We have our Jeff Tom, which is our master of ceremonies, and our keynote speaker is Dr. Josh Mealy. And he is a fantastic speaker, a very diverse background, an author, a MacArthur Fellow, and Vida Zavoli, who knew Scott. Back in, I mean, new Josh back in New York is going to have a little bit of a Q&A afterwards as well. So two New Yorkers will be on the stage. So everything with descriptions is going to be in your program, whether you like regular print, large print, audio, braille. Hopefully all that information is going to be useful to you. If you want more information about the speakers, it's also every bio is included. So I want to thank this committee for allowing us some time to kind of craft out a couple of key highlights. And I'm going to turn it back to Pam and Joe. Thank you.
Thank you, Alice. And don't worry if you guys didn't catch all the events. Phil's going to go over some of them a little later. So, okay, the next is yeah,
Rob
let's go with
Turner.
Rob Turner.
Rob Turner, Mr. Turner, your turn.
Well, before I get started, thanks everybody for attending. If anyone has questions at different points, we do have an email address, and that's askask@ccbnet.org. So, during the convention, this is if you have questions about something, pretty general, just go ahead and email, and somebody will be monitoring that. So the one document that we adopted a couple of years ago was called the basically it's regarding conduct, policy on prohibited conduct. And it's a long title. It goes into the X. It also goes into the complaints and investigation process. But we're not going to get into that. We're not going to
Andrea, you
worry
have
about
to
that.
mute folks.
Okay, I don't hear anything now. So concerns and complaints. If there's anything that happens, they should be sent to the report at ccbnet.org. This policy defines prohibited conduct as including, but not limited to, I'm just going to read this, unwelcome verbal, visual, or physical conduct on the basis of race, color, ethnicity, sex, religion, age, national origin, disability, genetic information, gender identification, sexual orientation, or any other characteristic protected by applicable law, or disrespectful, offensive, and/or threatening conduct, verbal abuse, stalking, bullying, violence, intimidation, or excessive use of profanity. So basically, I think what I really want to emphasize here, we want people to be kind to each other, to be respectful. We want people to avoid being expressing anger. And basically, we want to maintain a peaceful, respectful environment for people to participate. That's the goal. Now, if you think that somebody is being abused or anything that falls under this misconduct, and you've witnessed this, don't report it as such. Talk to the person who you think is the target of the abuse before you actually do any kind of reporting. And if the person agrees, fine, go ahead and file the report. Otherwise, let it go. And I think for the most part we do pretty well. There are occasions when we get a little overheated, and that's just we just want to try to keep things as calm and as businesslike as possible. This is a business, essentially. We are conducting meetings just like any other organization, and so we can't have people disrespecting each other. So I. That's really my main message. So I'll stop here. Thank you.
Great job,
Thank you.
Rob.
Thank you, Rob. Well, man, that's one of the most important messages. We'd like to introduce our next part of the talk about Zoom participation and etiquette. Alice Turner.
There is a handout that is in the program, which gives you all of the commands that we know and use all the time. There's a couple of key things with the Zoom for our convention. The convention is on the webinar. And so what that means is same as what occurs during a board meeting, if you've participated in, with that when it's time for questions, you will raise your hand. The individual who is hosting will take a look. That person will then turn to whoever it is that's presiding. And at the same time, they will send you a prompt to unmute, and the prompts are in your handout for which, no matter what device you're on. Once you unmute, you state your name and also where you're from, because we have members from all over. After you are there speaking, if you have a question, kindly just summarize that question in about a minute. And then after you're done with your question or your comment, what's super helpful is to say back to you. And then that will go back to the presiding officer, the speaker, whoever it is that's designated to answer that question, will handle that for you. I think the other piece that goes along with some of the things that Rob has talked about is be aware that we have over 100 people registered for this event. So kindly think in terms of your own participation. If we haven't heard from you, put it through, make a comment, do a question. And for those who have a tendency sometimes to raise that hand super many times, be aware that there's other people that sometimes need a little silence in order to get their thoughts together so that they can ask a question. We want to hear from as many people as possible. I think that the other key part of this is to know the muting won't be as much of an issue, but know that when people are unmuting, they're going to be unmuting on different devices. And we even witnessed that tonight. So we need to just be patient for a moment and give that person a chance to unmute. That's what is kind to all of us. So I'm not sure exactly if that's what Debbie was going to cover, but I know I worked with the team as far as putting through this information. So I know that we're on a tight schedule. So I'm going to turn that back to Joe and Pam.
Actually,
Do we
Alice,
want
it's
to
yeah,
give
I'm
the commands themselves or no?
I was going to say I could do that, and I also had a comment. This is Andrea that I want to make. The hosts for the main convention are not CCB members. They are ACB volunteers. Please be kind to them. They are giving us their time to help us with convention, and these are not people you know well. So please be respectful and kind to those folks because they are given their time. 2 and 3 hours at a stretch. Some of them are on the East Coast. It's late. So please, be respectful to them. Do you want me to go over the keystrokes?
I wouldn't because
Yeah.
it's in people's hand
I still
packet.
think we can just mention a couple, Alice, real quick.
Go for it.
Okay. So on the PC, to unmute is Alt A, to raise your hand is Alt Y. If you were in webinar, as Alice pointed out, you will not be able to unmute until you get a prompt. You can raise your hand on your smart device. To unmute is in the bottom left corner of your screen. To raise your hand is under the More tab. I wish they hadn't moved it, but they did. The webinar screen will look a little different on the iPhone, so please be aware of that. The raise hand button is usually in the middle of your screen because you don't have an unmute option. I can't remember the Mac, so if somebody wants to do the Mac commands, because I for oh, on the
Yeah.
phone, star 6 to unmute. And that is a toggle. If you hit it again, you will be muted. So please just hit it once. Star 9 will raise your hand. Do not do it again. It will lower your hand. Okay, just raise your hand and leave it up, and the host will take care of lowering it.
On the Mac, I've got option Y for raising hand.
That's correct.
Command Shift A for the mute toggle, and to leave the webinar, I've got Command plus W.
Thank you to all of you,
Thank you.
including you, Dominique Debbie. Thank you even for showing up. Wow. Let's
So
see.
next would be our next speaker would be Regina.
Regina, yeah.
Regina, and she's going to be talking about all things motions voting. Have fun, Regina. Go for it.
Okay. Thank you. So this is why I said, oh, Rob, don't cover that because I love this stuff. So I'm going to talk to you because there's a lot of stuff in this meeting, and we don't expect everybody to know everything about Robert's rules. But here's a few things that might help. So first of all, there's motions and there's amendments. So a main motion is a formal proposal, and a member can make it. Any member can make it, and it talks about a specific action, and it has to be seconded by another member in order to be considered. And I give an example of I move that CCB purchase a chair for the secretary. And this motion has to receive a second to proceed. But when a committee, like the resolutions committee or the bylaws committee, makes a motion, that doesn't have to have a second because everybody in the committee has agreed to bring that forward. And so that's why sometimes it's very confusing and people be like, wait, I want to second that. It's not that nobody wants that, it's that that's not necessary. And when you're in a meeting, it's always a good practice to talk to the chair. So, like if Alice and I, well, let's say Rob and I were in the meeting and what happened earlier happened, I would say, you know, Madam Chair or Mr. President or whatever, I think I was supposed to cover this. And the reason you do that is because in a formal setting, let's say there's a disagreement and Rob thinks he should cover it, then he could say, Madam Chair or Mr. President, it says so in the outline that I'm the one that's supposed to cover it. And then the chair can make a decision. And the chair of the meeting, which would be the presiding officer, whoever it is. So it might be the president, but in some cases it might be actually Rob Turner, right? Because he has a session. Always address the chair. And then if the chair will make a determination, that way Rob and I don't get into, I did, no, I did, no, you did, no, you did. And that makes meetings run better. That's why all these rules are here, as Rob said. And so that's the reason we make motions as well. And we try to get them together before we say them. So kind of think about it, maybe write it out if you're going to make a motion, if that helps you, if you have a device, or at least think it through. So what is your motion? What are you trying to do? And then we can have amendments. And those get really confusing. And so sometimes you might ask to have guidance on that. But an amendment is trying to change it a little bit. And in CCB, we have a friendly amendment, which means you can make that change. And as long as the maker of the motion, whoever made it, agrees, you can do that. But otherwise, that amendment has to be voted on separately first. And this is where it gets very confusing. Oh, and amendments need seconds. So someone has to second it. And so sometimes you'll be like, what are we debating? What are we devoting? Because we start with a motion, someone makes an amendment, and we have to vote on that amendment first. And the way I remember that is A is the first letter of the alphabet. So if there's a motion, which is way down in the alphabet, A comes first, amendment first. It helped me when I was trying to do this stuff. So we vote on the amendment and then we go back to that main motion. And so remember my motion about the chair. An example of the amendment would be I move to amend by inserting the word red before the word chair. So now, you know, if they adopt it, then they would vote on a red chair instead of just chair. Okay. So if it, but if someone says we don't need to specify the number of the chair, we have a big debate and we decide we don't, then it's voted down and we go back to what it was, and that's what we vote on. And if you're ever concerned, again, you can, or confused, as I often get, you can talk to the chair and say, Mr. President or Madam Chair, what are we voting on? Okay. So then you may hear people say things like, I have a point of inquiry. Okay. And some people use different words like a point of information. Those are kind of all the same things. It means you have a question. And there's usually a time set for that. And once a debate is started, we kind of don't handle questions because you can imagine if someone's on a roll talking about their debate and then someone says, right in the middle of the debate, someone says, I have a question. Well, then the debate, people can lose what's happening. So there's a time set for questions that's set by the presiding officer. Then no more questions come and we start the debate process. So an example of an inquiry or point of information is, can chairs be purchased if the office budget is running low? So that's like a question that you ask. It's information. And what some people do is they might say, if the budget is running low, because in my opinion, we don't need to spend all this money and we don't need to buy chairs for anybody, especially the secretary. Okay, that's an opinion. And the chair will cut you off most likely because during that time, when you're asking a question, you actually can't, according to Robert's rules, put in your opinion. Because again, we're trying to give, as Rob said, equal voices, right, to those for and against. So we don't want Regina to sneak her opinion in there. So, it's tempting. And especially when you feel really passionate about a subject. Why should we buy chairs for the secretary? And why should it be red, right? And you just think this is frivolous and you feel really strongly. Well, it's really tempting to put your opinion in there. Please refrain if you can, because it does make for better meetings overall. Wait for the chair to recognize you. You guys kind of know this stuff. And that's an important part. And you need to let them know that, you have this point of inquiry or a question or a point of information. Now, there's one thing that is also sometimes confusing, and that's a point of order. And this one is the only one that can interrupt the proceedings because a point of order means, in your opinion, Robert's rules are not being followed. In your opinion, all this stuff that we're saying now is not happening, or someone is debating when they should be just asking a question, or in debate, someone is violating those rules when they're debating, like going over time or making a personal, like saying, well, I think Regina is stupid because she wants to buy a red chair for the secretary. That would not be okay. Again, that violates the conduct, and it's a person. There's no need to say something disparaging of someone else's opinion. Just state yours in a debate. And so, if I did that, Alice could say, "Point of order." And what she would do in our webinar format is raise her hand, and then the host would break in and say, "Mr. President, we have a point of, or we have a raised hand." They'll take it, and you have to first state, "Mr. President, I have a point of order." That's the first thing, so we know you're not just raising your hand, but that you have a point of order. That means the order was violated. And so it doesn't mean anything about, any one person, just a rule. And then that's what you state. I believe that we're, drifting into opinions, or I believe that we're going over time, or I believe that there was a personal, and probably say a personal statement and we should stick to debate, something like that. Okay, because if I say, I believe Rob attacked me, we're still in the same thing, right? So that's what Robert's Rules does. And I know it seems like a lot to remember. Just remember to address the chair. Remember to be as polite as you can. And to kind of, if they say this is the time for questions, that's the time for your point of inquiry and all that. And just remember that during debate, there's point of order is the only thing that can open. And the chair will go through how we're going to debate and how many minutes each person has. And they'll go through and they'll say, okay, we're going to have three people on each side or five people on each side or whatever the chair determines. That's in the purview of the presiding officer. And then they will decide how that works and lay it out for you. And it'll also be covered in the standing rules. So it seems boring, but if you listen to the rules when we read them at the standing rules and vote on them, then you can actually be able to understand why we're doing things certain ways. And at any point, as Rob said, you can email the ask. What is that again? There's an ask
Yeah,
email, Rob. Yes.
ccbnet.org.
Ask@ccbnet.org. Write that down somewhere. And if you do have any confusion, you can email that and someone will always monitor it and answer it during the convention. Now, they're not going to be there at 2 a.m. So don't think that it's 24 hours, seven. It's while the convention is going on. And now I'll turn it back to you, Joe.
Thank
And
you,
Pam.
Regina. Yeah, I am too. We'd like to introduce you to our next speaker. He's going to be speaking about resolution and bylaw procedures. Is the Honorable Jeff Tom.
All right, thank you, Joe and Pam. I have a point of order to provide. Fun fact for the day, everybody needs to learn this. Colonel Roberts, who wrote Robert's Rules of Order back in 1876, who do you think he wrote it for? A, a political party. B, Congress. C, an unruly church group.
See.
C is the correct answer. All right.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
It's Miss Colonel Robert,
Robert,
apostrophe S.
apostrophe yes.
Yes, with an apostrophe, yeah, in there, yes. Okay, so resolutions and bylaws. We'll take bylaws first. Bylaws are the governing documents for this organization. Things like, and I'll only go like 30 seconds here, the organization is ruled primarily, or at least fundamentally, by the membership at convention. However, most of the actual decisions get made in between conventions by our elected board of directors. And all that is in the bylaws. The elections are in the bylaws and all sorts of things. So we will be voting this year on certain changes to the bylaws, as well as at least one amendment that someone is suggesting we make. There's a bylaws committee that I am very fortunate to serve on, chaired by Steve Bauer. That committee will be meeting prior to convention on the 22nd, Tuesday at 7:30, and that's a public meeting. So if you want to listen to that, you're free to do so. It's one of the convention links. Then there will, and this is a requirement in the bylaws, there will be a first reading of them on Thursday evening, I believe. And all that happens in that reading is, and it will be recorded if I am correct. We don't debate, we don't listen, we don't ask questions. You just all you do is get to listen to the what's being proposed, and there's going to be a fair amount being proposed. Then on, we will begin to vote on, begin to hear them on Saturday afternoon. There's a part 2:30 to 4 where we will consider some of them, and then on Sunday morning we will consider the rest of them from beginning at 8:30. Now the procedure is that, we can pass, if there's no objection, to a bylaw proposal. We can actually pass it without even taking a big Zoom vote. Otherwise, if there's one person that objects, we have to take a vote. And if and depending upon what happens after that vote, if 25 people, I believe it is, if I'm wrong, right, Regina will correct me, 25 people ask for a roll call vote, then, and we won't do this on Saturday, but we will do the roll calls, if any, on Sunday, we will have a roll call vote, including delegate voting, on the bylaws. And so you will have to text or call in your yes or no votes, and the delegates will vote and all of that, just sort of like an election. But I would say it's not likely we'll have to do the roll call, because usually these Zoom votes are pretty darn, you know, understandable, and we know pretty much exactly how people are voting. But it's possible people could call for a roll call. So that's the bylaws portion of it. And we're going to be looking this time at things like meetings and the qualifications for offices, and even doing some structural things, a little bit about possibly changing the size of the board in a few years. So there's a lot of different things to look at in this year's proposals. Resolutions are essentially, occasionally there's something different, but essentially most resolutions are the decisions we make as members, as a membership, on what we want to advocate for and against. We have a resolutions committee hearings that begin this Saturday at noon, and then we'll pick up next Saturday at noon and next Sunday at noon. We will probably, unless something gets withdrawn, and sometimes they do, we will probably have one resolution to commend the volunteers, and about 9 other potential resolutions, many of which, not surprisingly, and this happens a lot, deal with the Department of Rehabilitation and some of the issues that that department has. And that happens in many of our annual conventions. And the committee will first take a look at these resolutions, decide whether they want to support it or not, make sure that it is written appropriately, not only that it is written in the King's English, but also that it says what it wants to say. We work with the author. We don't make it read in a way that the author doesn't want, because it's the author's resolution. Whether we like it or not, it's his or her resolution, and they have to be satisfied with it. But we help them craft it in the committee, and those meetings are open, and a lot of work gets done by the resolutions committee. That committee happens to be chaired by Gabe Griffith and myself, and we have several people on this call. I won't name them all that are on that committee. But then on Sunday, you will be able to hear those resolutions, and you will be able to vote on them. And it's possible, it has not happened in my memory, but you have the same potential for a roll call. If 25 people, you know, after taking a Zoom vote, which really shouldn't necessitate any roll calls, but sometimes it used to be more like you'd need a roll call because you'd be in the room, right? And everybody'd say, aye, and everybody'd say, no, and, you know, who knows who won, right? But with Zoom, you know who won. But there's still a potential for a roll call. And so that could happen, but all these will be debated, and we will have people for and against, as long as there are people on each side to debate it, debate them, just like bylaws. And I think that's where I'm going to end it. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff.
Except, excuse me, point of order.
Yeah.
How do we vote on Friday in the elections?
Ah, okay. So I didn't know I was covering that. Sorry. On Friday's election, you vote as if it's a roll call vote. Everybody casts their forget I just said that. There are two parts of the vote, just like in a roll call vote, but it's a little slightly different. The first part of the vote is the individual vote. We all have our individual votes. There will be the names of all the members, and you don't even have to be registered for the convention. The names of the members, I did forget one thing, are all there, and you will have a specific phone number to either text or call, and someone will be recording your vote. And then the delegates will also vote. Now, if one important thing, though, about resolutions and bylaws that I forgot, and it's funny because I mentioned it to Regina today, and then I forgot it. You cannot participate in the debate and voting, unless it's a roll call vote, on resolutions and bylaws Saturday and Sunday, unless you register. And you have tomorrow to do that if you haven't done it. The reason you can't is because you have to have the Zoom link. And you won't have the Zoom link. Even if you are able to listen to it on Alexa, you won't be able to raise your hand in Zoom to vote. So I really encourage people, if they want to participate in the voting and debate on bylaws and resolutions, and they have not registered tomorrow, to do that. You want me to say more about the election voting,
Regina? I'll just add that you will be given a specific phone number, and to expect those, you get it by phone call if you don't have an email, or we'll be emailing them out on April 24th, and then again on May 1st, so they'll be at the top of your inbox. You'll get it twice. That is your phone number. If you lose it, you can call the office. And that's with, you know, just if you lose your voting phone number. Don't call the office for everything. There's the ask email, and you can also call if you don't have email. But if you can email your question, it's much more efficient if you do so.
Guillermo, with the point of clarification.
Go ahead.
So Jeff was saying that you will not be able to vote
You won't be able to vote in the basic voting on bylaws and resolutions if you don't register, because you won't have the Zoom link to
go on. Right, you won't be able to vote on Zoom. However, if we come to a roll call vote where we need to take a roll call and you are voting by phone, you will be able to vote that way through the roll call vote.
That's right. Anybody can vote then.
Yeah, and I just wanted to clarify that, because we're not trying to disenfranchise people, but if you're trying to vote on a specific bylaw amendment, and you want that to count on Zoom, you need to be registered for the convention.
I'd like to say really quick, if I have 50 more seconds. Every year we telephone every person, or try to get a hold of them, who doesn't have an email. And we probably have four or five at the most of these people that vote. I really would like to see more people without emails. We give them the phone number that they can call to cast their vote. They have the link, because everybody gets the link for the elections. So, you know, use your right to vote, you know, those of you that don't have emails. As well as those of you that do, and vote on Friday night in the elections.
Very much agree.
Yes, and you will have to give your name. That's to identify you, so you can't vote twice, because, you know, Regina, she would do it.
I tried to vote five times, and I only got one, so,
yes.
Know, I'm disappointed.
So you can only vote once, and we verify that by your name. And these are volunteers manning the phones, and they're not CCB members. And that's very important to keep our elections clean and all of that. We're very concerned about that. And again, look for that information, encourage people to, even if all you do is listen on Alexa, that's fine. You can still vote in the elections part.
And you can talk at resolutions meetings, by the way, even if you're not on the committee. So we encourage people to participate.
I'm sorry, Alexa's interesting.
Regina, Alice, with a quick question for you.
Sure.
I think one of the things that you mentioned to me at one point is there may be a chance if someone is calling in their vote as opposed to texting that you may hear a voicemail, but a voicemail is not a recorded vote that you need to hang up and call back. Is that the case?
Yes. The voicemails, here's the thing. We're using cards, prepaid phone cards with our phones, and you have to pay extra, a lot extra, to have voicemail retrieval. So if you leave a voicemail, it goes somewhere into the cyberspace. And if it goes into cyberspace, we can't count it. So it's important that you either text your vote when you're, you know, doing the elections, or if there's a roll call vote, text it or speak to a live person. It doesn't matter if you misspell the name of the person or you misspell the word bylaw or something. They don't care. You do have to specify what office. So, you know, second vice president, you know, whatever. And then the person you're voting for.
Gina?
Hold on.
Go ahead.
And then the last thing is do not email your vote. Some people were emailing it to the ask email. That is for questions. That is for, you know, questions and concerns. It's not to vote. Absolutely not to vote. And you can't vote before the elections open. We had people call the office and Nicole could not record your vote either. I think I've covered it all. Andrea?
One quick question. It seems like if we're not using voicemail, wouldn't it say this number has a voicemail that's not set up or something? I don't know why.
It doesn't. I'm sorry. It's the prepaid cards. That's just how they work. And we're sorry it works that way. But
okay. No, it's just weird because normally if somebody hasn't set up their voicemail, you don't even get that option. So that's why I was curious.
Yeah.
Do you want to take questions if people have?
Are we there yet, Pam and Joe?
We're almost there. We have.
I thought you were done. Okay.
A couple more.
We have artists, don't we?
Artists is coming up next for the frequently asked questions. So some of your questions may be asked at this one. So there you
go. Okay, well, thank you. Unfortunately, I think you guys have done a really good job of covering everything. So I guess I'm just going to highlight just a couple of things. One thing that comes up a lot is people want to know which sessions are best to attend. Well, I always tell people to go through the whole program and make sure that you check it all out and then make a little calendar for yourself to make sure that you don't miss the ones that you really want to hear. And I think that's always a good thing to do because it's hard to remember everything that's in the program unless you're following along as you go. Another thing is, and it's been said several times, is if you're a member for the votes that you don't need to be on a Zoom call for, every member can vote on anything, even if they don't register. But it's important to register if you want to be able to make comments, questions, or vote on Zoom. And then I think the third thing, just to reiterate, you know, we want everyone to be kind to everyone. Everyone to respect people's opinions. And if you don't like them, while you're muted, you can cuss at yourself, you know, but nothing on the phone because we want to make sure everything's respectful. And if you're angry, just don't unmute. And I hope you all have a good time at the convention and enjoy it all. Thank you.
Thank you. And we have Phil Obregon next. Phil is going to give you the important dates. And what was the other?
And dates, and I was just looking.
Okay. It's important day to just how to make your voice heard.
Yeah, and how to make your voice heard too.
Yeah, it's
extremely important. Okay,
okay, good evening. Good evening, everybody. I'm going to, as Joe said, cover key dates and participation opportunities where you can make sure your voice is heard during this convention. The first item is the credentials meeting. That's going to be this Monday, April 20th, beginning at 7:30 p.m. This is the time to speak with Credentials Chair Frank Welty to clarify and work out any discrepancies that alter your chapter or affiliate credential information, such as changes in delegates or perhaps changes in nominating committee, nominating representatives. The nominating committee will be on Wednesday, April 22nd, beginning at 7:30 p.m. And this is a closed meeting open only to the chapter and affiliate designees. If you are the nominations representative for your chapter or affiliate, this is your chance to shape CCB leadership by participating in choosing the slate of nominees for our 2026 elections. Remember to be on time for this meeting. Once the meeting begins, no one will be permitted to enter the meeting, enter or join the meeting. The CCB board meeting will take place on April 29th from 7 o'clock to 8:30 p.m. Join us at this meeting to personally see the actions of CCB officers and board of directors. And there will be opportunities throughout the meeting for CCB members to give their input and ideas on the topics being discussed. Voting on convention standing rules will take place on Thursday, April 30th, during the Thursday evening opening convention session. Officer and board elections will take place on Friday, May 1st, at 6 o'clock p.m., at 6 p.m., and this will take place during the third general session. Don't miss your chance to vote and personally have a say in who is elected to CCB officer and board positions. The CCB banquet will be on Saturday, May 2nd, beginning at 5 p.m., featuring our banquet speaker, Dr. Josh Mealy, a blind scientist, designer, author, and disability scholar. And we'll hear from our awards committee and be able to hear and congratulate people that have made outstanding contributions during the year that have been nominated for various CCB awards. Our CCB business meeting will be on Sunday, May 3rd, from 8:30 a.m. to noon. Be sure to join us during this session for bylaw amendment debate and voting, and to hear, discuss, and vote on CCB 2026 resolutions. These are a few of the convention activities that will ensure your voice is heard by CCB. Thank you.
Okay, now, I think it's time now for the interactive questions and answers. Unless you guys did was there anything else from Andrea, you or Alice?
I think for me, we're good. You guys did a tremendous job of covering everything. This is fabulous. I think all the information is out there. Look at your emails, please. Look at your convention connection. Vita's doing a marvelous job of disseminating this information. You know, every date, every link, everything is there. You just need to find it. We will be reaching out to those without email within the next few days. And I'm one of the people that does that, so I know that'll happen. you want to ask for questions if people have questions and want to raise their hand at this point?
Yes, but just one second. I just wanted to say,
got it, Joe.
Right now is not the time to leave because at the end we will have
a Lisa door. Cool.
I could use Lisa. A door.
Yeah, with the door prize, so you can leave, but you won't get me.
If you leave, prize, you can't get the door. Lisa won't get you the door.
Out the door. Mm-hmm. So yeah. So okay, go. We're all for questions.
All right. Please raise your hand if you have a question, and I will call on you.
Pam is the timekeeper, by the way.
Yes. So far, we haven't got a hand yet. Do we have an hand yet?
I heard two pops. No, actually means two crushed, two hands.
Okay, I was muted. I'm so sorry. My phone was ringing, and I wanted to make sure you guys didn't hear anything. We have a Robert D. If your name is Robert and you have your hand up, could you please unmute?
Oh, the audio unmuted.
My name's Robert Acosta.
I'm sorry, account. Robert. It says Robert D.
Robert D. Sorry about that. I'll
no,
come
you're
back.
Good.
I
you're
raised
good,
my Bob. Hand, though.
Yeah, you're good. Go ahead, Bob.
Am I on?
Yes, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I only wanted to ask, this is, sounds great. I'm really excited about the convention. Do the pre-convention programs have ACB hosts?
No, we will have our own hosts.
That's fine. Just as long as we have a host in case I faint or something.
No, we'll have a host. The reason that we have ACB hosts for our main convention, it is that is being streamed, and ACB now requires that we, if we want that streamed, we use their hosts.
Okay, thank
okay?
you. I got
the
it.
The only host that will be hosting, it will be on Saturday. Desi Noller from Tennessee is going to host for the diabetics. She is not
I
a TCB member.
Sure.
But a lot of us know her and love her, and she wanted
she's
to
great.
Help. So she's going to be hosting on Saturday.
Great. Thank you.
I have you're welcome, Bob. I saw your hand, but I have a couple of other people. Okay. I still have, it sounds like Robert D. That wasn't Bob. Okay, just a minute. I'm going to ask you to unmute, please. Can you unmute? I don't know who this is.
Maybe Robert Wendt?
Well, it doesn't say Robert Wendt.
Roger P.
I would go on to the next name.
To the next one, Andrew.
Yeah.
Hold on.
It'd be
you
Roger.
Know what? That is Roger P. I'm sorry. My Jaws is reading stuff weird. Okay. Roger, go ahead and unmute, sweetie.
Hi there. I just wanted to, I'm really interested in how this voting by Zoom will work. But anyway, I wanted to mention that for the general interest of the people, that I have a copy of Robert's Rules of Order in Braille, and it's one that's relatively, it's quite recent, and I got it from the library, and I got it to, I asked to keep it, and they said, okay. It's in three volumes of Braille and comb-bound binder, and it's the small version of Robert's Rules. There's also one that's five volumes in print or something like that. But anyway, I think you can get one if you want to from your library. Thank you.
You know, Roger, you know how you always denigrate sports? Well, I think reading Robert's Rules is about the same as you do to sports.
Oh, Warriors. Anybody else?
Yeah. We have one hand. Just one second. Okay. I'm having some issues with my JAWS voice. I don't know what's going on, but I can't tell who this is. I'm going to get this straightened out because it
Maybe I can
switched on
help.
me. But somebody,
Zita?
you
Ms.
only have
Shepherd?
your, if you have your hand raised, there's only one person. I asked you to unmute.
It's Vita.
Vita, go ahead.
Hey, Peter.
Hi. So Frank couldn't attend this evening. So I wanted to just simply bring up that for credentials, Monday night, you only need to attend if you need to make a change in your credentials. That's you, not every chapter, every affiliate needs to attend, only if you need to make a change. And then for the nominating committee on Wednesday, I strongly suggest you come 5 minutes early because once the session is closed, it's closed. I think even if you bribe Frank, you're not getting in. Thank you.
He's very
Vita,
strict.
can you go ahead and just clarify that the credentials thing in the next connection that you put out?
It's in there.
You know, just basically specifying that those that need to be there, you know, if there's a change.
It's in Monday's connection.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Okay, next we have Steve Bauer.
Hey, it's Steve.
You're muted, Steve.
He does this to himself all the time.
Am so sorry. This is not my
The only
night.
way I know is because I hear him talking and I don't hear him coming across here.
Oh my God. Okay. I just wanted to mention something with regard to especially elections on Friday nights that CCB. Our members have a vote, have each member has an individual vote, and then affiliates and chapters have a vote. So if you want to make your voice heard with the elections or such things, in addition to casting your vote, you should contact your delegate from your affiliate and say, hey, I think you know,
Oh.
person X as opposed to person Y. So that's very important too, especially on Friday night.
Thank you, Steve. Any other questions?
We don't have, let me just check. We do not have any more hands at this point.
Ooh.
I think you guys did a super job.
I do have one thing I think I forgot, Andrea. And
Oh, you
yeah,
did.
please.
I bet you I know what
Did
it is.
you
Yeah.
raise
Yeah. Did you raise your hand? No, you did. I bet you I know what it is, but I'll let you go.
your hand? It's the acclamation.
Okay.
So sometimes you hear people say during the elections, I move that, Rob Turner is elected dog catcher by acclamation. Okay. And that means that no one's objecting, no one's running against Rob. And so we can go ahead and by a show of hand, well, what they'll do is they'll say, if you're opposed, raise your hand. And if no one raised their hand, then that person is voted in kind of by agreement is another good word for acclamation. So I just wanted to clarify that because that was confusing to me when I first started in
No,
the
that wasn't what I was going to remind you of. Well, you didn't mention about that the skit for Robert's Rules is on the website.
Oh,
website.
yeah.
Cool.
So,
It
I don't think I've
is.
ever
It's up
seen
on
it.
our website.
Yes.
And I will send out the link. I'll go find it and send out the, or maybe
Hey.
better, Bill did
I
it.
want you
Bill will
guys
sit
to know
up on top.
we had 45 people in here tonight. This is
Wow.
fantastic. We really appreciate everybody being here so you can get this great knowledge. So
Yeah.
thanks for this wonderful participation.
Still got one more thing. Is Lisa here? Lisa, Lisa,
She's
Lisa, are you
here.
here? All
And did you
right.
want me to say anything?
Yes, did you forget the president?
Okay.
No, he goes out according to our
Oh,
wishes, he
Liz,
goes
he goes
after.
after. Oh,
Yeah.
we have
okay,
an
sorry,
order.
Guillermo. I just didn't want
Sure.
them to forget the president. We
We
weren't
took
going
a
to forget our order. We
we
have our
took
order.
a we took quite a few people out of order, but that's beside the point.
Yes,
Okay,
we did.
Lisa. Woohoo! Thank you for being here.
Oh God, it would help if I get on mute. So sorry. I promise I'm awake. Yeah. Hello, everyone. So everyone that is on this call has been added to our wheel to win a $25 Amazon gift card. So I'm testing a new wheel. So let's see how it works. And let me shuffle. And here we go. And the winner is Miss Regina Brink.
Hey.
Rigged.
Hey, Regina. I think it's rigged too.
Congratulations, Regina.
I promise it's not rigged.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, my goodness. I heard that.
You shuffled it really good.
Roll call. No, I was just kidding.
Thanks, everybody.
I do want to say thank you all. Thank you all for attending and thank you all for coming. And now we have to let our president.
Guillermo.
He's not.
Good night, everyone.
No.
Don't hang up.
Guillermo's next.
Don't
let the president speak.
See, I knew this was going to happen. I knew it.
We had to order last.
Go for it.
That
show's our priority.
Yeah. No, believe me, I want to get off here too.
Yeah.
But I just I would like to go ahead and thank this subcommittee of the convention planning team for planning a really good event. I think this is something that we can continue on. I know Artists has done it for many years with an ACB, and I think we used to do it many moons ago for CCB, and it's good that we're bringing it back. So thank you so much for taking the time to really put on a good event. And thank you all for your attendance. The team has worked extremely hard on planning this event, and you know, there is a lot of resources for you to stay up to date. As has been mentioned, the convention announce goes out every morning. So every morning you're going to get the links to the convention. So don't be surprised if I tell you, you know, if a question is asked, oh, where is that, you know, where is this and such taking place? I'm going to tell you to refer to that email because it's going to be sent first thing in the morning to you. So there's that. That ask at ccbnet.org is going to be the place to ask questions. Even if you're listening on Alexa during a convention session, maybe you want to have a question that you want to ask the panelists. That's a great place because we all know how Zoom can be sometimes for you to get your questions asked. There will be somebody monitoring that. Yes, go ahead and listen to the skit online. With regard to the board meeting, we say 7 to 8:30, but we all know that it could go a little bit longer, so maybe 7 to 9. And with the resolutions meeting on Sunday, you know, just plan to have your Sunday afternoon free. We say we want to adjourn at 12 o'clock, but you know, things can get a little bit, you know.
It's actually Saturday.
No, I'm talking Sunday. About the business meeting.
No, well, you said resolution.
I'm talking business meeting. Sorry.
Sorry.
So just please plan to have.
Uh-oh.
Ooh, somehow I muted. Yeah, just plan to have the that day free. We want to try and not extend into another business meeting, because that does, you know, create another layer of complexity with trying to arrange for hosts and stuff like that. So we'll try to have everybody out by noon, but you know, that's, you know, at our best here. But thank you all for your participation tonight. Please tell people about the convention. You have until 5 o'clock tomorrow. and just continue to spread the word.
Okay. Also, I want to just say thank you. And yes, you'll join us tomorrow for the games.
Yeah, 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. What type of games? I can easily tell you, but I would probably prefer that you guys just.
He's going to surprise there. You because I don't even know what kind of game.
She don't know.
Game Bat Channel, folks.
Yeah, so come on in.
No.
And have a good time. See you tomorrow, everyone.